So my third part is going to be on the space and the classes that they had. So Capcom does really, really well when it comes to classes and the space. I do believe that they used the space as well as they could. They had a nursery, they had a choir room, they had a sensory room, they had a pet playroom, they had a room for the middle littles and toddlers, they had a big playground area inside the like one of the ballroom. They had stuff for a movie room for people who wanted to watch movies on Sunday. There was a lot going on. They had so many different classes and round tables. Just alone going to Capcom, you will get so much. Like, people just think that, oh, I'm just gonna go there to play on things. You can actually go there and learn stuff. Like, oh my gosh, like what? Like, yes, you can actually go there and learn stuff. Like, they have classes on, one of the classes that I saw that I didn't get to make it to, but I really wanted to go to, was about, like, your skin and skincare. They talked about things about if you want to do an ABDL business. They had classes on medical play, adding medical play to age play. They talked about, they had, like, they had live podcasts going on. There was just so much trick-or-treating that was going on, door decorating contest, and then they even had trivia night. They had like an arts and crafts social gathering. There is so much that you can do at Capcom just besides being inside of like the nursery. They really try to cater to the whole, I say like the whole body of the convention, like your body, mind, spirit. Like they really cover that very, very well with the classes. And there were so many diverse classes that you could go to. Just alone with Capcom, you could easily do a full day of classes and still enjoy yourself. Going to the classes is really fun because it is another way where you can meet more people. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of one thing like when you're like off in the play area, but when you have classes, people can talk, ask questions, you know, afterwards you can be like, hey, you know, I really liked your question, or oh my gosh, I didn't think of that idea. And then you can like start gaining like more friendships that way when you are able to go to the different types of events and classes. That's where you really start to connect with people when you are able to go to these classes and events, because then you're around other ABDLs, you're around other age players, you're around so many different people that you're able to do that. Of course, they have the Dark Age Playroom. The Dark Age Playroom is always a favorite for people to go to. But before you can even go to the Dark Age Playroom, you have to have orientation about being safe and how to play safe. So I really do feel that when Capcom is putting this on, that they are really truly focusing on the safety of people, that you know what you're doing, that you know where things are at. You know, they talk about like your health while you're there at Capcom. Make sure you're eating, make sure you're drinking water, make sure you're taking a shower, make sure you are refreshing yourself. Like, those are like the cool things that they do when you're at Capcom. You know, it's just not that they care about just being ABDL. They also do care about your health. They also have like a wellness crew as well. So like, if there is someone there that goes there that they're feeling depressed, or if they're feeling, you know, overwhelmed, that they also have someone at Capcom that they can talk to. But these people that are talked to are they're certified, and you know, they also have like people who are trained in CPR. It just they think of a lot of things that can happen within someone, and they try their best to accommodate that. There's first aid kits, there's everything. So I do think that, you know, overall Capcom does very well when it comes to like trying to get people together, when they try to think of classes and things like that. And that is always a fun time, being able to do other things besides just being a playroom, where you're able to also have that fun time and be able to meet other people through classes and events. So I hope you guys like my part number 3 of my breakdown of Capcom.